Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it is my pleasure to, again, welcome back. We're becoming like old friends. We're going to start sharing meals at some point. Our good friend Steve Mariucci. Mooch, how you doing, buddy?
If we have we share meals, is it going to be like brats or is it going to be Italian food? Or what is it going to be?
Yes to both, considering I'm Italian as well, and I love brats, so we can do both. Yeah.
How you doing?
Fantastic. I'm doing well. How are you doing? How'd you enjoy the weekend?
You know, fantastic. It was I just marvel at how huge the event at the Hall of Fame has become. Remember when they used to just, but they would present the inductees on the front steps of the Hall of Fame, right out in front there, and there's a couple thousand people. And now they pushed it into the stadium, which is the best high school stadium in the world. There's what, 30,000 people or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the fireworks, and it was like a darn Super Bowl. It was amazing week with the gold jacket ceremony and Tim McGraw concert, and then the speeches were out of this world. And it was just a little unfortunate that the paint didn't dry for the game, and they had a darn thing.
It is interesting. I love the NFL Network coverage, and I love the fact that you took Brett to the locker and you addressed that both jerseys were in there, because that was something that really rubbed Packers fans the wrong way. But understanding not only who chose it, but the reasons why they chose it, I think it eased the blow a little bit of having a Vikings jersey inside that locker. But it was great to watch you two just kind of chit-chat about the accomplishments of his career.
Yeah, in 20 years, there's a lot to talk about. And so, you know, some of those, when we went to the locker, some of those key moments when he beat, you know, Dan Marino's record and carried Greg Jennings off on his shoulders and, you know, did this and that. And then one of the things that didn't air was, the form that teams fill out when you become inactive. And it was his first inactive game, you know, of his career. And that was in there too. And, but it's what a career when he had the longest speech, I believe his longest speech of all time, 36 minutes at the Hall of Fame. It was mesmerizing because it was off the cuff from the heart. You know what I mean? You didn't see any notes up there, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you play that long and you have so many people to thank and so many memories, it's hard to condense it. But he really spent a lot of time on his family, and he spent a lot of time on his dad. I mean, that was really emotional to listen to.
Yeah. We worked with his dad. His dad was on the postgame show with myself and Brian Noble, who you know, and we met you a couple of times when you were here in Green Bay. And Irv was a bigger than life character, and you know, I know Brett alluded to the fact that Dad never said "I love you" or "great job," but you know as well as I do, if you ever had Irv alone, he beamed about his son. He was so proud of what Brett accomplished.
Of course, Brett, you know, had him not only as a dad, but rode to school every day with him, then had him as his coach, and then had him as his greatest fan. And they're that family, you know, they practically ate every meal together. And Bonita, his mom, was a special education teacher at the school too. So they all carpooled together every day. Can you imagine that? And so they were very, very, very close. And I asked him the same thing in the interview. Did you ever tell your dad you love him? And he says, we never did that. That was just understood. We just knew that. Mm-hmm. And so he also mentioned that he always thought that Irv would, you know, present him at the Hall of Fame. And that's why, did you notice the NFL Network,
yes,
the NFL Films, put Irv in along with,
yes,
Deanna, just to inject some of his dad some of the comments and interviews. So it looked a little bit like they were both presenting him, and that was, and Brett didn't know that. It was kind of a surprise for him when that
became it was fantastic. So I completely commend them for, I agree, I completely commend them for doing that, because it gave me chills knowing Irv the way we got to know him, and then to see him, you know, talking all the same stuff all over again. It was fantastic.
How many Packer fans were there? Can you believe how many?
No,
Packer
it was
fans?
Crazy.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And that Hall of Fame celebration is just a new level. It's just crazy. It's going to be a hard act to follow next year, depending on who goes in and who plays in the game. But there's going to be nothing like that.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know as well as I do, anywhere you go, I mean, you were in this organization for a while. Anywhere you go, Packers fans show up. I mean, you know, just look at what, you know, Super Bowl in 2010. It was two of the most storied franchises, with the Steelers and Packers fans still outnumbered the Steelers fans.
Sure, sure.
You know,
no doubt.
Big time. Hey, when you had a chance to work with Brett, did you see those glimpses of greatness to where it would have, you know, kind of culminated to what we saw this past weekend?
Well, what you would see early, and I talked about this a couple different times on the air and on the radio interviews. Remember the first game that he played considerable playing time when Don Majkowski got hurt? He went in and won that Cincinnati game, and I've always felt that game was a microcosm of what was to come with Brett, because he fumbled four times, lost two. He did some things that where he didn't coach. He threw some fantastic passes. He won the game at the end. He forgot to go out there to hold the extra point, because that was Don's job, and we had to get him out there. And then he stuck it in the ground, and he took both hands off the ball, and Chris Jackie still made it. That's luck. I mean, everything happened. Greatness, luck, bad, exciting, the win, all of that happened in his first appearance in Lambeau. And it was like, okay, if we can just eliminate the four fumbles and some of the crazy stuff, this guy's got a cannon arm, and he's emotional, and he's competitive, and he's excited, and maybe we got something here. Who would know he'd start the next 321 games for the Packers? There's no way you could guess that. That's never happened. And so, you know, there were signs early of, you know, certain things, but you'd never know the resiliency and the toughness this guy had, because some of it, we know he had a great arm, maybe the strongest arm that ever played, but the intangibles is what made him great. It is resiliency to, you know, to block out negative, whether it was injuries or off the field stuff or deaths in the family or all of those things he had to overcome and continue to play without missing. You know, that was impossible to predict.
Talking with Steve Mariucci, NFL Network analyst, former coach. You can follow him at Steve Mariucci on Twitter. Working with the NFL Network, and tonight they've got a couple of games, Lions and Steelers at 6 Central Time, and then Raiders and Cardinals at 9 Central Time. Packers are going to be on the air tonight locally here as well. I want to fast forward a little bit to what this team has now, and they've got a tremendous quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, as you know. We've talked about Aaron numerous times. This seems to be one of those years in which it's always predicated on injury, you know that, but that it seems like everything's kind of lined up. This team seems to really be ready to go. Is this a perennial Super Bowl contender?
You know, the Packers have been in the playoffs 7 years in a row, and that's nobody's better than that. And so, you know, obviously we're all waiting for Jordy Nelson to be back healthy and a new and improved Eddie Lacy and you know, some of those things. And Aaron wasn't as superstar as he has been last year because he was losing some of his weapons and still played well. But yeah, this is the team to beat, certainly in the NFC North. I think the Vikings will be a good team. I think the Lions did finish strong last year, 6-2 at the end. The Bears, I don't think the Bears are much, but you know, that Packer fans expect to win that division. They expect to go deep and contend for the Super Bowl, and I think they can. And it, a lot of it will have to do with their health and staying really healthy and strong in December and on the playoff run. So they added Jared Cook as a tight end, and they always draft well. I marvel at how excellent this organization has been over a long period of time. And Ted Thompson has really carried the torch, you know, from Ron Wolf, who's obviously in the Hall of Fame too. You know, it's funny, Brett Favre's bust is going to be right next to Ron Wolf's. and that was a coincidence in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if mm-hmm. you saw that when we did that walk piece, yeah. but anyway, so much history, so much excitement every year. You know, the one thing about the Packer organization is, yeah, they have the greatest tradition in football with Hall of Famers and championships and you name it, but they always have a good team, too, to be optimistic about this year. It's not like, oh, remember back in the day when we were good? It's always like this year is a good year, too. And so I think they're the envy of the National Football League.
Mooch, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I am so glad you had a couple of minutes, and hopefully when you get a chance to come up to Lambeau, I get a chance to see you again. So thanks for joining us for
Absolutely.
A couple of minutes, my friend, okay?
Thanks for having me on. Good luck
tonight. Absolutely, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Mariucci, NFL analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, at Steve Mariucci.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.